Hello and welcome back. This is video number 4, and we're going to talk about how to customize your game plan. So in the previous video, we created that list of the different items, the Pinterest, the YouTube, the Instagram, and the different levels of engagement. So now what I want to do is just copy that over. Let's copy it over here. And I'm going to make it bigger so that you can actually see what I'm going to do. Okay, so my goal here is to take what I have researched in the previous video, or whatever you did to research your competition, paste that into a Word doc, or you can write it down, it doesn't matter. But the point being here is you need to customize this to your business, all right? So what we need to do now is to figure out, what does this look like? All right, so if we are running a similar business, in this case, maybe a woodworking company that might do similar things like what we showed you earlier in the previous video, we saw that they used a lot of images and they use Pinterest. They use YouTube. The YouTube channel was highly engaged. It had tons of comments, tons of likes, dislikes, and all that. And we have Instagram, which had about a medium amount of engagement, and Facebook, which had less engagement, which was very interesting, and Twitter, which was not very engaged at all. So what you need to do here is you need to figure out how you're going to go about creating your content. So what we want to do here is just expand on what we have discovered. So in terms of Pinterest, we saw that there's a lot of images. So the question is, how can we go about creating those images? Do you have images on hand? How many images do you have on hand? So I'm going to jot that down. How many images do you have? Are they professional images or are they not so professional images? Basically, what you're trying to do is trying to figure out what do you have and what can you improve on. So what do you have? How can you improve? So if your images, for example, are not very professional, you need to find a way to improve that. Now, because this is DIY, it looks like to here that you're going to need a lot of images. You're going to need different angles of images. And the images need to show how, because it's a DIY niche, how to do something. So sort of a step-by-step process. Now, in terms of automation, how, and this is going to apply to everyone, how can we go from Pinterest to other platforms? So if we take a look at the other platforms, so we have YouTube, we've got Instagram, we have Facebook, we have Twitter. Now, obviously with YouTube, you can't really auto post an image to YouTube because YouTube has videos, right? So, but you can auto post from Pinterest to Instagram, to Facebook, and to Twitter. Now, if you have a blog, so let's say we're going to add a blog up here. So blog's not really a social media platform, but it is important because it may be the first place that we upload to. All right, so we could upload from the blog, which then uploads to all the other channels as well. But I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to put blog at the end, kind of thing. So we have Pinterest. So how can we go from Pinterest to other platforms? So in this case, we can go from Pinterest, and I'm going to put an arrow to signify we're going to copy content from Pinterest to, in this case, Instagram. So we got Pinterest. I'm going to copy that so I don't have to type it again. So we're going to go from Instagram and then Pinterest to Facebook. We can also go from Pinterest to Twitter and Pinterest to the blog. Now, for those of you, if you're not fully understanding what I'm doing here, what I'm doing is figuring out, okay, once I've uploaded content to Pinterest, what I want to do is I want to use the automation apps to set things up where if I've uploaded to Pinterest, then the system will detect that that has been done and it will copy that information to Instagram, it'll copy it to Facebook, Twitter, and a blog. So in essence, all you have to do is upload to Pinterest once and the automated system will take care of the rest, right? So if we do it this way, we could also go from Instagram and up. But what we're trying to do here is trying to go from the extremely high engaging content social media sites and then go to the lower end where it's not as engaged, if that makes sense. Okay, so knowing that in mind, we also have YouTube videos. So with YouTube videos, we found that the engagement level was very, very high. So let's see here. So with YouTube, we have highly engaged, but we're dealing with videos. So we're not dealing with images anymore. So we can't necessarily upload from Pinterest to YouTube, but we can post from YouTube to Pinterest, right? Because with Pinterest, the way it works is you're really just posting images that are linked to a blog, to YouTube, or whatever link that you want. So because it's highly engaged, we are going to want to upload the content directly to YouTube. So from YouTube, where do we go next? Well, we can go, like we said, to Pinterest. So how can we go from YouTube to other platforms? In talking about automation. So we've got Pinterest here, and we don't need this. I'm simply just copying it. Just makes life a lot easier. And then we've got this one, this one. Okay, so Pinterest, we can go from YouTube to Pinterest. We can go from YouTube to Facebook, and you can go from YouTube to Twitter. Now, I'm not 100% sure if you can go from YouTube to Instagram, but that's something that we can figure out in just a minute. Now, bear in mind that Pinterest is a place where people go to look for images and videos. Facebook, the same thing. You can do that to your Facebook fan page. And Twitter, you can simply repost it there. Now, remember, with Instagram, you are trying to engage with people in the sense where people follow you because they're really there just to learn about your lifestyle and try to figure out what you're doing during the day. So in that case, we don't really necessarily need to do that. So I'm just going to scrap that out because we don't really need to. It doesn't really make sense. And that's something that you'll discover as you're going through this exercise. Now, as you can see here, we've got Instagram, medium amount of content. All right, so most of these will be images. In fact, all of these will be images. You have videos that you can do, but they're going to have to be short videos. All right, so let's just put images and then type the same thing. How can we go from Instagram in this case to other platforms? Now, bear in mind, like I said earlier, Instagram is a place where you post, you know, what's going on during your day to day. So if you think about it from that point of view, is Pinterest really going to be the place where you go from Instagram to Pinterest in terms of auto posting? Not necessarily, right? So Pinterest and YouTube are actually very similar because there are a lot of DIY. But Instagram is where people follow like their celebrities and they follow the people that they respect the most because they want to know what they're doing in their day-to-day, like what's actually happening in their lives. So in that case, we see that Facebook and Instagram are actually a lot more similar compared to that of the other platforms on this list. So if that's the case, we could say maybe Instagram to Facebook or vice versa. Now with Facebook, we found that there is not as much engagement. Now, if that changes in that you were to get more engagement, you can flip the script. And of course, you can engage on Facebook more and more. But based on our competitive research, this is what we found, right? So just be aware that if things change, just be flexible enough that you will want to change with the system and with the data that you're getting. So with Twitter, we're simply using that as a means to auto-post. We don't have to really upload content to Twitter. Facebook, in this case, I'm going to use that very, very similarly. So we're going to put down here, this is going to be the kind of the end goal of posting. So this is going to be place where we don't have to spend a lot of time. So don't spend a ton of time here. Unless, of course, you get comments and engagement. Then you can comment on people's comments. But based on what we have written out here with our game plan, the majority of the content is going to be uploaded to Pinterest for images and videos. But the videos are going to be uploaded to YouTube. And we'll have a certain amount of images uploaded to Instagram as far as the day-to-day. And then, of course, we have Facebook and Twitter, which is not so much. And then, of course, we have the blog, which we don't have to spend a lot of time here as well. So the last three here, basically, we don't have to spend a lot of time. It's just a matter of uploading it and using the automation apps to automatically post to these three platforms. So that's essentially what the game plan is. That's all you have to do. In the next video, we are going to turn this into a visual map. That way, you're going to be able to see where, what the items go where and what connects to what. Because if you think about it, if you were to try to implement what you just wrote out here, at times when you get frustrated, it's just not going to make sense and you're going to want to quit. So to avoid you getting to quit, we want to help you as much as possible to get you to that path of success. All right. So with that said, let's move on to the next video and we'll jump on into Lucidchart.